When would you know? I think the only time I got messed up was with the last one, honestly. Because he was like, he really had a mask on.
Okay.
And that was the first time I ever got love bombed.
That's some new shit the kids are saying.
What's love bomb?
When they act like they really, really like you and they just keep doing things that make you think they like you.
Mm-hmm. And then they pull away.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. So how will you know the different, like, how will you know when you can truly trust somebody and when you can't, I guess?
You telling me you had no idea he was love bombing you?
It didn't seem odd. That's, okay, I'll put it to you like
no, like, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, was there no... Because I know it happens. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's I think it's really fucked up. Mm-hmm. But, like, me, I've always been a relationship guy. So, like, I never came to the table with anything. I mean, I lay my cards out there. Like, things that...
Throwing bro code away? Yeah. You never told a girl what you wanted to hear so you can get some?
Getting some, yeah. But for it to be love bombing? If you making the girl think that you love her, she either...
Yeah, that's the difference between, like, trying to get some.
When you say love bomb, like, the way I understand it is that he's leading you on for a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, months.
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
no. And, like, insinuating, like, a...
Yeah, showing high attraction. Just like, oh, my God, you just it.
No. Like...
I'm not doing that. I was never doing that shit for that long.
More than high attraction, like saying some deep shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, now you making me, you know, now you making me think. And I didn't know in the beginning, like, I was skeptical at first, but mm-hmm. I didn't want to, like, be, I guess I wanted to believe what he was saying was truthful. So,
I mean, well, what I was saying that as far as, like, how do you know if it's true or not is, paying attention to where you guys are and whether that shit makes sense or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is he saying and when is he saying it and what made him say that shit? Yeah. Does all this add up?
Yeah.
I'm saying, when you felt like this can't be, this doesn't make sense, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you probably had to feel that, like, just like what he was saying, like, you had no idea.
Right.
I know some of the stuff had to be like, this is odd, you know what I'm saying? And anytime with me, one of the things that made me, that I pay attention to is, what am I doing? Like, am I doing what I'm doing because of some shit that they did or said? So it's like, if you're doing something that makes me want to do what I'm doing, that means that, okay, they might be trying to manipulate me. They may have did that just so I would have this response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shit like that, like, what I'm saying, like, so what is happening from this? And also, like, no sell them. I'm a wrestling fan.
You said what?
No sell. I'm a wrestling fan. It's a wrestling term.
Okay.
So, like, selling is when you act like you're hurt. So it's like, I'm going to throw a punch. I'm not going to hit you, but you better sell that shit so everybody think I hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise, you know what I'm saying? Hit you for real. So no selling means, like, if he says something, if somebody does something that makes you feel, you feel like they might be doing that to manipulate you,
mm-hmm.
don't respond to that shit at all.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. don't react the way they would want you to react.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, give me an example of a time who love bombed you. Like, just some of the shit he would do.
I mean, first of all, just saying he loved me too soon in the relationship.
So how did it make you feel when he said, I love you too quick?
I was like, how you know?
Boy, what please. What does that even whatever. Mean?
Like, what is
that's
the...
you should have said.
I was like, first of all, I was like, what is love, like, what does love mean to you? Like, how do you figure that out? You know, because I feel like you have to go through experiences to really understand if you love somebody. And we ain't had no experiences yet. So how you know?
If it was that much of a, what the fuck is you talking about?
Yeah.
Cut his ass off.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes with some shit like love, something that I've noticed, when it comes to women, when women feel love, it's like an overwhelming sense to take care of something.
Mm-hmm.
And when men feel love, it's an overwhelming sense to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't feel like he's protecting you, you'll feel the protection first before he says I love you out loud.
Yeah.
And it's just he's probably just used to saying it because that's what girls want to hear. And you mm-hmm. know what I mean. So
yeah, I have another question. How old were y'all when y'all feel like y'all was actually ready for something? I mean, I know you've been in it 10 years, so y'all started early, but
30.
We knew you was ready for something serious.
Yeah. Because my thing was, I didn't take nobody seriously I didn't take, like, as far as, like, human beings. So I didn't really, you know how to be like, okay, you know what? I think in, like...
Let me try these out.
Yeah.
Let me try this out. See what I like. I got you. Yeah. No, I say, yeah, about 28, 29. It was right before I was 30.
Damn. I've always been a relationship guy.
Yeah.
Always so, have been. Let me stop.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, don't get me wrong. I had my whole phase. I mean, you got to find the one you want to be in a relationship with, but...
Don't try to come back now.
No, I'm just saying. Because y'all motherfuckers are difficult.
Who?
Women.
You mean who?
Shit.
I don't think women are difficult.
Women are difficult.
I think they don't like to disclose a lot of information that they really care about. I think that's the major thing.
Well, most of them are difficult.
What do you mean disclose information they care about? What you mean?
Like how you said women like to show characters, right?
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times they'll like hide their hand. They'll like
okay.
They'll show interest, but they really don't want to show you that they really, really that interested.
But wouldn't you consider that to be difficult?
No, I'm not saying
you wouldn't consider that difficult.
No, I'm not.
What you just described, they really like you, but they're not going to show you that they really like you.
I wouldn't necessarily say that's difficult. I think you just have to know what you're dealing with. That's how I look at it. It's like okay.
Two things can be true.
It's like I know what I'm. It's like, all right, I know I'm dealing with a lady, right? And I really take her serious, and I know she's going to play this hand, and I'm ready for it. And I'm like, all right, here it is. That, I think it's more like that. Versus giving a blanket statement like. She's difficult. That means she's difficult at everything. Like, everything's a fight. Everything's a, you know, scratch and claw and everything like that. I don't really think it's necessarily like that. I think most of the part with ladies, you really just have to talk to them and let them feel super comfortable, even with the bullshit that they come out with, right? Like, even though you know you hear bullshit, and, like, you could call it out and necessarily, like, You can call it out in a nice way or whatever, in a playful way, and if she really knows who you are and you know and she knows it's not coming from a malice place, you can say, hey, look, that's bullshit, and you may not think that's bullshit, but this and this, because we're more of a thinker, guys, more often than not. Women, ladies are more often than not working off of feelings, so if she feels some type of way, she's gonna pretty much act on that. Even though she's thinking like, oh, I need this guy. I need this type of guy. I need to do this. I need to do this. But I feel like doing this. That's what they're really going to go after that feeling.
Hmm. Interesting.
Did we answer? I know you noticed that.
I mean, yeah.
I don't say interesting like I just put you on
it
something.
It was interesting because you put it into words, sir.
Oh. Okay.
And I have never verbalized these things.
Oh, I got you.
Did we answer your question? Are we on the right track with that?
Yeah. Okay. Because I was just thinking, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did have something else that I wanted to say. Because I knew that I was thinking that most men don't have their stuff together until about 30.
Unless and when you say stuff together, you mean like financially or like we just don't know what we want until about?
Yeah, like just confused.
You can't put an age on it though.
Yeah, you can. That shit is like that shit is so universal that when you turn, like, but just for everybody, when you turn like 27, but them ages between 27 to 30, you go a whole lot of.
You're holding up, motherfucker.
Yeah, you do a whole lot of money. Like, you kind of get, it's like, you kind of get like, it's
well,
like
I mean,
27.
That just comes with growing the fuck up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 27 is about the age where people start to realize who they were as a kid, and they be like, wait a minute, I got all these not bad habits, like, I have all these habits that I've had since I was a kid that I'm just doing and don't even know why I'm doing them. What do I want to do? And then it's like, well, why? I don't like this. I don't like that.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
What age were you when you went to therapy?
Never been to therapy.
Mm. Me neither, nigga. I'm sorry.
Damn.
I'm not against it.
I just. It was great. Yeah.
I need to set the shit up, and I want to do it just to fucking see what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay. What age were you in therapy?
Like last year.
Okay.
So she one of them because everybody doing it. Right. Going to therapy.
26, yeah.
What'd they tell you?
She was just like, she really just counsels you through your own thoughts. So she was just like, because I was saying, I actually was talking to her more about my friendships. because I have a lot of, well, not a lot of, but like a significant friendship breakup that really hurt me. So she was just, they just ask you questions about, to help you get, I'm not telling you my therapy.
It's basically about self-discovery. She learned a lot about herself because the person was there. She was talking through her situations and the person was there asking the right questions, basically.
All right, yeah. So since y'all two went to therapy, what made y'all go to therapy?
I went to therapy because initially my relationship.
Okay.
So I had to figure out.
Was it couples therapy or was it you by yourself?
It was both. It was couples and we went by ourselves.
But y'all both went to the same therapist.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Solo. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Oh, like the Ozarks. Can't trust that motherfucker.
Pretty much.
he gonna pick a favorite.
Well, look, I'm a pay you now, but you gotta.
Yeah.
Wait, when did y'all start going to couples therapy?
We did it when I was 30, so 6 years ago. 6 years ago.
Gee.
How long did y'all do it?
We did it for 6-7 months.
Oh, I was about to say 6 years. Like, damn. I kept it up?
No, yeah. You're not supposed to do therapy that long. It's not supposed to be a damn.
Oh, really?
Walk you through it. No.
Why? Yeah, people talk like you're supposed to consistently go.
Dude, if you consistently
go. Because then it'll be a crutch?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like consistently taking a drug every day.
Mm. All right, what about you? What made you start going to therapy?
I didn't want to burden people with my my thoughts or my issues. And I felt like, I just needed another perspective. Because I do have, like, a lot of family and stuff that I can talk to. And they give me good insight. But I just wanted a different perspective.
Is your birthday in the summertime?
It's in May.
Close enough.
What does that mean?
No, it's just people that's born when it's hot outside. They think they're a burden.
I mean, I don't put that much weight into the signs either.
I don't put any. Did you see the
you just said people born during
that,
the summer.
That ain't got nothing to do with the sign, though. It's an observation. It's an observation. When people are born when it's hot outside, I notice a lot of them feel like they're a burden. Like I said, I notice patterns and shit, and
so
I've noticed a lot of that shit.
Of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Like I said, I don't really, but I'm not putting it on the stars. I'm putting it on, it's hot outside when you were born, and your parents walking around with a hot-ass baby in the hot outside, and then y'all grow up feeling like y'all a fucking burden. I've noticed that pattern.
What makes it hot outside?
The sun? What the fuck?
Which is?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying.
You win this one. I'll get you next time.
One out of 10 million, goddammit.
You beat me.
With a pull string, yes, I get the balloons drop.
Oh, I do got another question.
All right.
With the women that y'all are with, what was the difference between the other ladies that y'all dated?
This one that I'm with now, I learned a lot about myself through her. Like, I learned that I never really liked anybody before. I never really gave a fuck about anybody before.
Damn.
Like, so it's like I'm the type of dude that if I try to holler at a girl and then my homeboy trying to holler too, I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm trying to talk to a girl and she may like be a little bit distant, I'd be like, oh, I ain't fuck it. But where the one I'm with now is just like I want her all to myself.
This is mine.
Basically, I do that. Like I'll just grab it and be like mine, mm-hmm. mine, mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
lick her face.
And it's this other thing that happens with us where I would think shit and she'll be saying it. Like I would think something about her, but then she'd say it out loud about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That kept happening like through all the stages that we've been together. So it was mm-hmm. like when we first started dating, like for the first 3 months, it's like to me, I saw her spirit. So I would have a hard time picturing her in my head. So we weren't together. I'd be like, what the fuck? What does she look like?
Yeah.
It's like for the first 3 months. And then she had said that shit to me when we was on the phone one day. She was like, I be forgetting what you look like. Because it's like, you're just like, you're more like you're Garen. Like, you're Garen. And it's like.
You're an entity.
Yeah, that type of shit. It was like, but a lot of that happens with me and her. And, so that's what made her different. And I can actually see myself with her.
What was your question again?
Well, you're, that's your ex now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, shit, so it don't count no more. She's like, nah, I don't count them.
You go ahead, put that skip card down.
Reverse draw fog at
me. I mean, I guess it could still apply. What was the difference between her being serious with her and then the girls that you dated before not being serious?
I only dated two girls before her. So the difference with her is I'm gonna say.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Kat.
So what was different about her? Shit. Cause, I mean, because the main thing was like, I look for is, solid ground, which is usually the religion that keeps you there. My last lady was, she was religious as well before her. And then I think, okay. The thing that was different about her is she was ambitious. Mm. Yeah, she was ambitious as well. So it was, we have two ambitious people going together. And but she was also self-aware, which was different.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first lady I know that was self-aware. I mean, I wasn't that old, but...
Mm-hmm.
She realized,
yeah, most people aren't self-aware, let alone,
right. Mm-hmm. So she realized she was ambitious, but at the same time, the simple life is the best life.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to do too much extravagant shit, too much, because when you do too much, like, I guess too many dopamine fixes, like going out,
yeah, then you'll never be satisfied.
Right. It's mm-hmm. insatiable. So she realized that. So our time together was basically just complimenting each other. As far as like, if we in the kitchen, like if I cook, she was in there with me.
Mm-hmm.
If she cooked, I was in there with her.
Mm-hmm.
Planning things out, doing things for the church. We were like a team. No matter mm-hmm. where we went, we teamed up. It was mm-hmm. like, all right, me and you, we doing this. Mm-hmm. All right, we doing this.
Y'all was both on the same page and stuff.
Basically.
Yeah.
So.
Jelly.
Different.
How long were y'all together? You want.
Just right around now.
That's that name, right?
Going on 2 years. Yeah. I think at this stage in the game, it's just a different level of understanding of me, where I'm at in life, and how she can contribute to it to make it better, and also seeing the value in me of how I can make hers better and how we coincide. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's weird. Like we complement each other, and I don't know. It was one of them things. Like, I knew immediately, like, after the first fucking date, it was, like, something different here.
Mm.
And that was the first time in a long time that it had me thinking, like, shit, am I? Like, did I just meet somebody? So it was like, it was real weird, but it was, like I say, I think of myself as a decent judge of character, so I pretty much just went with it. But I mean, she makes me better. She makes me think, like, okay, this is what I want to do. What would she think? And I try to figure that out like that. Like, yeah, she makes me want to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I hadn't had before. Not on this level.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's how I...
You plan on getting married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. part of your goal. Do you have like a deadline for yourself? Like, you want to be married by, or you just, no. Like, if it happens, it happens. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah,
I'm not gonna do that. So I guess, so I want to answer this, but what I will, in the way that I realize what I cannot deal with, is what I noticed from the past. I feel like, because even though they say opposites attract, I feel like I can't be with somebody who's like, who easily gets into depressive states or doesn't know like how to motivate themselves, because I don't want to be like that annoying person. Cause I'm like, don't get me wrong, I feel my emotions and all that, but I am always like, okay, so what are we gonna do? Like, what's the next?
All right, cool. Well, one thing about that, so if you do come across somebody that is depressed and like gets depressed and depression and shit, you need to leave them alone.
Yeah.
Because that's something you can't control. Mm-hmm. Like, depression just happens. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, and there's nothing you can do when it does happen to get rid of it. I used to get depressed like once a year for no fucking reason. Mm-hmm. Like, everything's fine and I just don't, I'm unmotivated. You know what I'm saying? And it's been, it's like, especially because I think I probably did a little bit to myself because I keep everything so, I'm always so ahead of everything and I keep everything moving that it's like, I really don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. I can really like lay down and my life would just go into autopilot. Mm-hmm. But it would just happen like once a year. And I didn't realize, so I didn't even, I just knew sometimes I would get depressed and wouldn't know why, and then and I didn't realize it was happening at the same time every year until Facebook started doing the memories thing. Mm. And I was going back and looking at my memories like, damn,
yeah,
this shit say fucking this date this year, yeah, I'm making a depressed post.
Yeah.
Next year, same date, I'm making a depressed post. What the fuck? Like, mm-hmm, oh, it's the same time each year. Mm-hmm. And but it would just happen, and then it, no matter, it doesn't, what I do, I try everything. Let me read some books, let me go hiking, fucking, let me go skating, let me go, mm-hmm, nothing works. It just gotta wait for it to go away.
Yeah.
So if you feel like, you know, you'll be with somebody who's just gonna be depressed, I mean, sometimes just is what it is, and you being like, get up, do something, be happy, it ain't gonna make nobody better. So it's like, yeah,
yeah.
It's
just,
fuck you mad about
Sergeant, Sergeant Smiles over here.
Yeah.
Alright, so what are some things you are expecting from marriage? Like, what are you like? Because you say you want to get married,
mm-hmm,
but like, what are you expecting from marriage in general? What makes you want to get married?
To have somebody to build something with, and grow together.
So is it that you feel like you can't build and grow on your own, or is it you can build and grow on your own, but you would rather do it with another human being?
I mean, it's always better if you have somebody on the same mindset and y'all doing it together. Of course, I could do it by myself. But if I got somebody on the same mindset, right. Oh yeah. If I got somebody on the same mindset, then yeah, I would rather do it together. I mean, that's when it's beneficial, you know.
I can dig it. All right, we're at 30 minutes. That's why I try to keep it. Anything else?
I don't think so.
I can dig it. All right, that'll be that one. That was fun.
That was cool, even though it's out of here.
That was cool.